happy if you will be free, if you want the life of your dreams. This is your place.
World Internet Summit.
It's your space.
So take something from it.
It's your dream.
Your dream.
Good
dream.
Morning, Australia.
Life.
The whole good night, UK. You. Good evening, USA, and welcome all points between. Hey, welcome to another World Internet Experts interview, brought to you by the organizers of the World Internet Summit, myself, of course, your host, Ted Siuba, as well as Brett McFall, Tom Hua, and Alan Forrest Smith are welcoming you today. And again, it is a webcast, and so basically what that means is you can listen in and participate on the telephone. If you're here, you got that number. You can also dial into the Internet, World Internet Webcast, and you can listen live. I tell you what, folks, the sponsors of our event, World Internet Summit, most of you know we've got an event coming up, the World Internet Summit USA, in September 16th through the 19th in Nashville, Tennessee. World Internet Summit UK, October 28th through the 31st in London. We'll chat about both of those. I kind of put an infomercial on about 30 minutes through, you know, what we call the bottom of the hour. And we'll talk about that because our featured speaker tonight is definitely and integrally involved in both events. Also, folks, I do monitor the email. So if you are interested in sending an email to Mike and getting a question answered, I cannot guarantee I'll get it on, but I can guarantee I'm sitting here looking at it. And you can email a question to asknow@worldinternetsummit.com. Just like it sounds, asknow@worldinternetsummit.com. So let's get right to it. What is it that we're doing at World Internet Experts? Well, real simple. We're bringing you experts for a purpose. What kind of experts? Well, the world of Internet marketing is broad. And like, for instance, our guest tonight is specializing in Internet audio, Internet video. He also understands and incorporates a lot of the other things that we talked about. E-zines, broadcasts, relationships, call centers, copywriting. But everybody has their own area of expertise. So that's what we're doing. We're bringing this parade of experts through so that they can give you the lowdown. And so our purpose is real simple. Of course, every time we get someone on the phone, we do, of course, want to let you know who they are. So we kind of will ask them, like, well, you'll see us doing that today. But the real purpose is to get good, solid, actual information that you can use and that you can use sometimes within the next 30 minutes, but certainly within the next 2 or 3 days to increase sales on your site. Or if you don't have a site, a lot of times to get it up, I'll tell you. And I know you'll be delighted with our guest tonight because, and by the way, I say that knowing we've got guests from all over the world, but it is tonight in the USA where we're both located. It's no secret, folks. You have been seeing audio more and more on websites. This is one of the guys that's been the creative genius, the creative push behind this whole movement. A lot of you have heard about this program or that program. Be it known that Mr. Mike Stewart was involved in getting some of those people going. And, you know, I'm not going to say that he did everything. Of course, nothing happened single-handedly. But I'm telling you, Mike Stewart is a leader in Internet audio, and he has been moving into Internet video. And I think you're going to be impressed with today's event, impressed. Whereas we used to say the ideal scenario is where we are both enlightened and entertained. Mr. Mike Stewart, welcome to World Internet Experts.
It's so great to be here, Ted. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, man, we're so glad to have you. And just to let us know where you're at, can you play a few bars of something for us?
Well, I'm going to play my theme song because, you know, one of the things I recognize, this is a teleseminar, which is a nice word for a lot of people listening in on a phone call, but quite honestly, this is a radio show, so I should play my theme.
Yeah.
I'm going to play my theme. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Internet Audio Guy.
Internet Audio Guy. Internet Audio Guy.
Hey, welcome everybody interested in the World Internet Summit, and most importantly, how to create audio for the web, teleseminars, and how to make audio products. That's what this is all about, is that it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult to be able to know how to manipulate these tools of the trade. And, you know, if you pay attention to radio and television, you know, that's been my model for many, many years, and the Internet is just a huge broadcast antenna, and we're going to talk about that.
Very cool. Hey, I loved your intro. You know what? And speaking of radio, that's exactly how they introduce a lot of these shows, you know, with just a brief, what was that, maybe 10, 12 seconds long, a brief clip?
You know, the whole thing of it is that when I noticed, you know, talk show radio has been around for many, many years, and obviously it's very popular, and the way to make it entertaining, the way to make it informative, and the way to make it sound really professional are these little production techniques that are really very simple to do. And, you know, I listened to a lot of teleseminars, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago, and basically what they were was just two people talking. And you know, so my mission and my passion is to go to say, hey, guys, it's never been easier, it's never been more inexpensive to learn from your predecessor, radio and television. They use these techniques, and the public is accepting of it. And you know, and I actually got some more examples I'll show later. But hopefully that was a good start here. And you know, I want you to ask some questions because I want to get information to the listeners tonight to where they can get something out of this that they can use tomorrow.
Well, great. And I'll tell you what, Mike. I do have a lot of questions, and I know we're going to be a jam-packed hour and, you know, that. But and I'm going to get back to how people can do it and how it's never been easier. But not everybody knows who you are. Can you give us a brief rundown scenario so that everybody can kind of get caught up to speed?
All right. I'm going to give you the two-minute history of Mike Stewart. I am a musician. Just played the piano there. I am a composer. And I wanted to write music, and the only way I could get hired at recording studios when I moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 1979 was build my own studio and always hire myself as a musician because there was only so many musician positions here in Atlanta, and I thought, okay, if I build the studio, then I can always hire myself as the piano player.
Very ingenious.
and that, quite honestly, that worked from 1979 to 20 years to 1999. I did that. I did radio and television ads. I did what's called corporate training videos, on-hold messages. There are so many uses of creative audio that we take for granted and really don't even think about. Somebody created that. Somebody had to build that. And we did it back when it was just tape recorders and the computers, PCs didn't even exist in 1979. So it was multi-track tape recorders is what we work with. And you know, I got to do my dream at 25 years old. I wanted to write music and make a living at writing music, which everybody in my hometown of Bristol, Tennessee said, oh, you can't make a living writing music. Well, I did from 1979 to 1999. I wrote music for ad agencies and corporations and just all kinds of different fun projects. But the Internet came along, and I said, you know what? That monitor is a television set, and there's speakers with it. The same principles that work in broadcast and television and radio will work on the Internet. And that's why I fell in love with the power of the Internet, because basically it levels the playing field. Everybody can become a television station and a radio station for just pennies compared to what it would cost 15 or 20 years ago. So my history is those 20 years of broadcast production, meaning working with the ad agencies, seeing how audio advertising and how audio subliminal, not even subliminal, but underscoring with sound effects and music, how powerful that was to make a marketing message happen. So when I got introduced to Internet marketers and started understanding all the perspectives that they had, such as copywriting and shopping carts and headlines and bullets and it just goes on, search engine optimization and pay-per-clicks, all the other wonderful part about that, I said, you know, they're missing audio. They're missing this aural element, and that's what inspired me to become the Internet audio guy is to explain to people that this same technology that can take a credit card and sell an ebook or sell a product can also transmit an auditory message to help convince a person to do business with you, to build that trust level. And I've gotten to witness in the last 2 years of how powerful, how effective that is. And so we're still out there trying to teach people that, you know, it's not too late. There's still a competitive edge if you learn to use these techniques and these tools.
Yeah, and that's great, I tell you, too. But, you know, one of the things I don't want our listeners to overlook is the fact that you were doing something, which happened to be writing music, and when it came time to you saying, hey, I ought to get on the Internet, you really just went into your own experience to what you were doing. You didn't reinvent the wheel.
No, not at all.
And that's what I tell people a lot of times. I say, hey, you know, the first thing you ought to do when you're thinking about getting on the Internet is before you go off and buy somebody's reprint rights package that you may or may not have a real affinity with, what is it that you do in your life? What is it that you've been doing? What is it that you're good at? What do you like? Where's your passions? Could you convert that to an Internet income stream? And,
oh,
and you're a walking, talking testimonial on that one.
Oh, most definitely. I'm doing the thing that amazes me, and I pinch myself every day. I get to do what I used to do 10 years ago for people across the world, and it's a blessing, and I don't take it for granted, and I'm very grateful for it. But I did know not to get out of my passion, which my passion is audio development and music creation, and when you get inspired by all the great people that come to events like the World Internet Summit, you know, there's always something you go, my gosh, I can apply that to what I love. And I've done that, and I've seen the results of it. I've made money as a result of staying in my passion and applying new technologies and newfangled ways of thinking things, but sticking into what I do best. You know, I'm not going to write an e-book about, you know, how to train your dog. I'm just not going to do that because I don't have an interest in that. But I will create products that enhance my passion, and I think that everybody should learn from that.
And, of course, speaking of writing e-books, you've redefined what writing an e-book means, too, haven't you?
Well, I mean, that was all inspired from the fact that I can't read. I've had this difficulty since I was in high school. I really didn't discover it till many, many years later, but it's like I couldn't read novels. I don't know why. I can read technical books because I guess I'm so fascinated with it, but if I read fiction, I fail at it. And the only way I could get through high school was watch movies of the books and then do a book report on it, and then I would get an A. So I was an A student, but when it came to reading certain text, my comprehension level was extremely low. That was actually proven on my SAT scores. I had to take a remedial English course in college to get into college. And, you know, but I made straight A's in music and math. So years later, when I started developing the Internet Audio Guy, I did a little bit of research, and I started realizing that a big percentage of the population are auditory-only learners. No matter how much they read, their brains cannot comprehend what they read. But for me, if I hear it once, I've got it. And so I'm sitting here looking at all these Internet marketers creating information products as text only. Basically, that's what an e-book is. It's just another delivery of text mechanism. I thought, my goodness, they could replicate that same content in an audio format faster than they could enter it in, type it in as a key. You know, I was thinking they were sitting at their keyboards and typing. And of course, what we've discovered in the last couple of years, it's actually better to record your thoughts in an organized format and get it transcribed, and then you get both. You get the audiobook and the ebook from the audio recording. So audio recording has just so many applications to help people create products to sell online.
Well, and you were talking earlier, too, speaking of audio, you made the comment that the public is accepting of it. Actually, I think it's, and I want your comment on this, I think it's gone beyond accepting of it. It's come to the point where they are demanding of it, and if you don't have it, they are beginning to devalue you. It's just like, in another sense, your mail order marketers.
Mm-hmm.
They can't say anymore, send in your check or money order, which was what they were doing in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
Now they're saying, send in your check or money order, or order conveniently with your credit card. Send it here, fax, email, you know, whatever I want. And so, in other words, the bar has been raised on all of the society Whereas people now look at a product that doesn't have audio or look at a website that doesn't have audio, and it can actually be a question that they judge value negatively if you don't have production in your audio. Not only audio, but now a little bit of production with it too.
Well, you know, I think that what we should all do is that be open to raising the bar. The standards of audio quality, the standards of video quality are determined what we listen to in the car on local radio and national television shows. I mean, that is the production level, and anything less than that, even though people may not sense it directly, they will go, well, now, you know, there's something amateur about that. And you know, the biggest issue too with audio, one of the inspirations for me too was I bought an audio program that I paid quite a bit of money for, and I was so distracted by the poor quality of it that, thank goodness, the content was so incredible that I overlooked the poor quality. But like I said, why, when it's so simple to raise the bar on your quality, except less than perfect quality? And, you know, you can choose, and there are successful people who choose not to raise the bar of their quality, and I'm not talking about mentioning names. It's not about that. It's about there are options, and when you're out there getting started or you're being competitive, you know, I want every ace in my favor that I can get. So learning to do it with the most pristine quality and the most professional quality you can used to require going to professionals, because it was impossible to do it on your home, at home or in the convenience of your home, because the kind of equipment was larger, it was more difficult to administer and run. It was all done on analog tape, video and audio, and the investment for the equipment was, well, it's interesting about electronic stuff. My mom and dad bought a black and white TV in 1954, and they paid $1,954 for it. You know, and I saw a TV in Walmart not too long ago for $39. I mean, it's
yeah, and it was color.
And it was color. Well, I don't know about that, but the point being is that the cost of the equipment, and because of the advent of the power of computers, it's just far superior and less expensive than it's ever been. I mean, 2004, $100 is a lot less money than something from 1954. Or 1954 money is a lot more expensive today. So electronics is one of those things that seems to keep getting more and more affordable and more powerful.
Well, and it really is. It really is. Just to underscore what you said, I mean, you're the one, of course, who turned me on for not very much money. And I'm creating stuff. I'm putting music on the front and back of it. I'm breaking it up into tracks so that it records well. And all this blows my mind, because until I met Mike Stewart, I was working with hopelessly outdated and expensive equipment, and I could never, ever, ever get it right. And I hope that wasn't my product that you wanted to return because the quality was so bad.
No, of course not. No, you know, I mean, you know, once again, content is king. And equipment and techniques are never going to make something that people are not interested in sell. It's just that you don't want somebody to be, I mean, I was very close to going, I wonder, I mean, if they don't care any more about their production value than this, how good could this be? But, you know, I wanted to learn the information so bad I was willing to tolerate it. Why have that work against you when you're creating an information product? You know, it's like using, you know, you doing an e-book that's just full of misspelled words and poor English. I mean, it's going to get a point that it's going to be frustrating people if they don't understand what's going on. So, to me, poor production quality is a choice. Good production quality is an easy solution nowadays, because the equipment is just so simple to get up and running in a quick, short learning curve.
Cool. Hey, Mike, and at the World Internet Summit, you're going to be doing, in addition to doing all the recording there, in addition to being a featured speaker, and by the way, that's both USA and across the world in UK, which we never would have happened if it wasn't for the Internet, you know, us knowing each other, you're going to be doing the Internet Audio Day. On the other hand, and I do want later on this hour to talk about that and find out what the specifics are, but I do want us to realize that the majority of people listening to the call today will not be able to attend either one of those events. It's just the way life is. So, tell us, what's new and how do we do it?
What's new? It's been pretty much proven in the last year and a couple of years that just pure audio clips of pretty much any length will broadcast. The technical term is stream over the Internet. But what I see is because of flash multimedia is the reason audio works so well on the web. Flash is much more than just sound. It's the synchronization of visuals, still images, bullet points, text, animation, and ultimately video can be converted to flash and be functional. Not very much on dial-up connections, but pretty much broadband is really penetrating the world, and video clips, and especially multimedia, flash multimedia, where it's using still images and using bullet points to make really compelling presentations. Software like Camtasia has been an incredibly powerful product. It's called Screen Capture Video that can be converted to flash. When you can create audio visuals to teach, inform, entertain, whatever, and you can do it yourself for pennies and put it up on the Internet and then make it available as a product on a CD or make it available in a membership website, the opportunities are really wide open right now. So the future that I'm seeing and the future that I think people need to at least get familiar with now, because it's going to take time to get accustomed to it, but audio-visual creation and ultimately DVD video creation is the future. The people that are making info products right now that have done extremely well with some of our friends, Armin Morin, who is going to be speaking at both Nashville and London, is a product king. And he realizes that he needs to start making more and more DVD productions. And so, you can kind of follow those kind of leaders in product creation and realize that if they see the value in it, then that's pretty much a testament to my belief system. And I just see it. There's no reason that anyone, with the way television cameras are now, small camcorders are just super high quality, and the software and the hardware to create that kind of content, whether it be screen capture video, whether it be flash multimedia, whether it be actual what I call full motion video, the Internet is another antenna that can broadcast all of that. And that can be either compelling messages to sell products or services, or it can actually be the product or service that is sold. Probably one of the most successful launches this week was pretty much DVD videos and Camtasia multimedia. Was probably one of the most successful product launches in a long time.
Hey, speaking of which, why don't you give us some of the facts on that? And this is illustrative of what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, can I mention names, I guess?
Yeah, mention names, mention dollars, because that's a pretty monster achievement.
Well, a good friend of Ted and mine, a fellow named John Reese, is a brilliant, brilliant marketer. Learned a tremendous amount from John. He knows testing and tracking left and right. And he built, he had a seminar that was a private teaching session with just him for 3 days in Orlando back in March, and he videotaped it. Well, he really didn't videotape it. He had a video crew there that went directly to a digital video system that captured all of his motion. And then he created like 8 or 9 DVDs from that seminar, just teaching what he knows. And then he created about another 7 or 8 Camtasias, which is another software that does the screen capture, teaching what he knows, a couple of audio CDs and a couple of workbooks, and it was $1,000 product that he launched this week. And last I heard, he sold over $1 million in 48 hours, or 24 hours is what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, over $1 million in 24 hours. Now, he did some other things to make that happen, i.e., he knows how to market. And
it was a hell of a product. Excuse my French, but it was a great product. he has established himself as a an expert beyond experts for the last couple of years, and he got some testimonials and recommendations from some powerful people with huge lists. And of course, that gets into one of the things I'm sure we're going to be talking about, affiliate marketing and joint ventures at the World Internet Summit.
You bet.
You know, he was a master at creating. He took all these principles and proved that once again, you know, I can't take a claim to $1 million in 24 hours, but I can say that those principles make me a great living day to day. Having a great affiliate network that keeps referring business to me, building relationships with great people all over America and all over the world that we can do business together. Learning all these principles and tools and techniques is what I try to teach a lot of my local clients. One of the guys on the call tonight, I'm going to mention his name, Dr. Bill Lampton. Every time I learn something from you, Ted, and all our other friends, I go to Bill and he just says, I got to do that. So it's a combination of all this information. I mean, you just can't say any one thing is going to be the one thing. But at the same time, leaving out any of it is one little piece that maybe can improve your business, improve your sales, help convince that stranger that shows up on the internet to make that action to either call you or email you or order something. Most of my business is because I have enough information on my website in audiovisual format to get what I want. People is, I don't expect people the first time they go to my website to put a credit card in and buy something. In fact, Ted, I think you're one of the few people that did that for me. I get an order one night from Nashville, Tennessee, and I go, where did that come from? But it was because of a personal referral.
Exactly. But Armin Morin, he just told me exactly what slot I needed to fill in, and I just bought it.
And God bless him for that. That's wonderful. But the reality is most of the time I want people to call my 800 number, and then they talk to me and get a few more questions. And pretty much that's what I want to happen. My website is a lead generation tool, and a percentage of the time people buy, but most of the time, it does exactly what I want to do. But I don't get people to that website if I didn't learn these other marketing techniques. So, like I said, the World Internet Summit is where some of the best of the best, most of the best of the best, get together and tell you all the pieces of the puzzle. And I just think that audio product creation is just another important piece of the puzzle.
Well, and you know, Mike, there's a really specific reason why we have you as a featured speaker. Not to mention, of course, the quality of your work and production, because you're there as a recording engineer. But whenever I had, and I'm saying this so that everybody will know this, whenever I had my interactions with you, first off, Armin Morin made the reference, said, you need this. And I'm saying, no kidding. I've been searching for this for 6 years. I was zipped over there, ripped out my credit card, slammed it down, and I started waiting for the package to arrive. Now, that was step one, and that was actually the easiest part. Because when it arrived, I said, oh, crud. I've got these pieces. I don't even know how to hook them up. And I called you up, and you answered the phone.
Yeah.
And you said, Ted, you do this, you do this, you do this. And there's an audio-visual presentation on the website at this URL. You go do it. And I looked through that like five or six times, and it solved my problems, which I'm like you. If I had to read that, I might not have got it, but you just kept going through, and I would just backspace, you know. And I got it, and so I saw you as being knowledgeable, helpful. Your information was good, accurate, and right on. And I even had one little or two little emergencies that came up in my early days, and just because I didn't know what was going on, right? And I was able to get you. And so those things, you know, and again, as a promoter, I have to think about, anybody that I associate with, certainly as a speaker, is going to reflect back on me.
Oh, most definitely.
And I said, now, not only is this guy top-notch as far as being a whiz, but he's helping people with the product. He's helping them. He's available. He's accessible.
Well, you know, and you just brought up another issue, is that by creating support that's electronic or multimedia or whatever you want to call it technically, the fact that you can go to a website and see and hear how to do something enables me to cover more ground. Lots of times I tell people when they call up, I say, did you watch all the tutorials? Oh, no, I didn't. And not that I want to shoo them away or anything. It's not about that. It's about that then that puts the burden on them. That it's like, hey, I've provided you with some great customer support here that's electronic, and you can watch that over and over again. And then if you have some more questions, please call back. And I think that every business, you know, can use the story captured. And, you know, if you catch yourself saying and doing the same story over and over again, why don't you record it and make it available via the Internet, via CD? You know, a lot of people, I know a lot of MLL people, have you call into a number and listen to a clip. You know, the Internet is everywhere, and everybody has access to it. And those, you know, that kind of content can be readily available instantly to help your customers. And they're going to appreciate the fact that they've got that kind of content. I mean, the equipment is readily available all over the web. But
Wait. I got to interrupt you there.
Yes.
Yes, there is a ton of equipment there. But now I already shared how I had gone through years of trying and buying, or buying and trying. It's the knowledge that goes behind it. When I came to you, you said, this is the package you need. I got a little bit of help, and it was working perfectly. I'd never had that experience before, even though I was drowning in equipment.
Well, see, that's my point, is that the choices on the Internet, the choices in a music store, are overwhelming. And rather than make it overwhelming for customers, I'm about the support to teach people how to make it work. It doesn't, you know, in fact, in my presentation, if you'll recall, I tell people that, you know, the first step is a microphone. A good quality microphone determines the quality of your product. And who cares that there's 50 manufacturers making 100 microphones each? It just doesn't matter. What matters is you want to know a microphone that works. And that's what I discovered is a great model for me. Is just, I feel like I'm the guy going to the store and saying, look, are you hungry? I'm going to bring you back a great meal. Don't worry about what it is. You're going to love what I get for you because it's going to work. It's going to satisfy your needs. That's my business model. It's not about, oh, there's a million choices, now what do you want? And so like I said, I do want to admit to folks is that I'm not saying that this is the only way to do it. This is the way that I've tested and know work, and I can be anywhere in the world on a cell phone, and I can visualize that equipment and help you say, did you flip this switch? I mean, we even had that experience together.
Yep.
Did you flip this switch? Did you turn that? Oh, I didn't turn that. Well, there's your problem. Oh, great, it's working now. And so it's a different sort of store. I mean, if I wanted to be a music store that sold equipment, you know, go get a brick and mortar place and put a big sign on the road and stock it full of this stuff. But that's not what I'm about. I'm having a blast teaching people how to create products to sell.
I like it. Hey, Mike, what I want to do is give about 2 minutes info on the upcoming World Internet Summit, and then I want to ask you about the Internet Audio Day that's associated with that.
All right.
So, folks, World Internet Summit, no secret, these are the sponsors of these teleconferences, these webcasts. And basically, we're inviting you to come up and come to the two upcoming ones we have, USA, September 16th through the 19th, and the UK, October 28th through the 31st. Follow the link of the person who referred you to this call. It's very easy. If you got an email, it should have the link in it. If not, you can always go directly to worldinternetsummit.com, get the full picture. I do ask you, and we're all sensitive to this because we're all internet marketers, I do ask you if you go straight to the website in the comments section to tell us who referred you, because definitely there's affiliate commissions involved. But what are we doing and why should you be there if you can? Well, one of the things we're doing, and of course everybody's level of experience is different, but for those who are just getting it together, the Internet Challenge is an eye-opener. It's a stunner. On Thursday, we're going to select someone from random, from the crowd, and we're going to take a website, build it, you know, design it, think of a product, create the copy, put a website up, hook it up live for e-commerce with Autopilot Riches. We're going to do the marketing. And we're going to count the money throughout the event. Bingo, the last three people. One person earned $4,732 in 72 hours. The next person earned $10,622 in 72 hours. The third person, Margaret Berman from when we were in Australia, earned $11,431 in 72 hours. Now, that's good money. I mean, that's spending change for sure. But I tell you what, folks, the people who see it happen, it comes together. And that's what we're trying to do. The whole event is focused on it coming together for you. That's just one of the things. Of course, we have a tremendous lineup of speakers, not the least of whom is Mike Stewart. We've already referred to Armand Morin. We've got Kurt Christensen, Johann Mach, Rob Bell, David Kavanaugh, Frank Guerin, Sean Roach, Jenny Armato, Tom Hua, Brett McFall, Alan Forrest Smith, Paul Culligan, and of course your host, Ted Siuba. Now, I don't have time. I could do a whole event, you know, an hour telling you about those people, their accomplishments. You're listening into these phone calls, these webcasts, you're getting it. You also can go to the website and get the information. We're going to do some other stuff, though, that's absolutely amazing. Newbies Day, those of you who are a little bit weak on website development with Front Page. Previously, because everybody needs to get paid, Paul needed some money, we said, well, we'll just sell this as an extra event. But we had so many people saying, I don't need to spend the other $400. I need the information. The Newbies Day training starts at 12 p.m. on Thursday. Both events, you need to be there if you are not currently a whiz on internet marketing, as in creating websites. We're going to be creating or doing hot seats, inviting people up. It could be you. What is your project? Where's it going? And it could be all the way from an idea all the way to you've got an operating website. Panel sessions where we find, you know, that we've got all these speakers sharing their heart and soul, giving you the latest information. But there's always something that you still have a question on. These panel sessions get the featured speakers up. You get to ask. We're going to be doing the worldwide internet teleconference call, broadcasting live from the event, giving the entire world the opportunity to listen in. We've got a very special question we're going to be asking each speaker, and it relates to if you only had $100 and you only had 30 days to get a website up, how would you do it? Folks, their answers can be illuminating. Then we've got two other things that we've designed to help people. The launch pad exercise. A lot of people, they gather information, and you may, listening here, you may be thinking, yeah, that's me. And I've run across people all over the place say, I've been listening to you guys for 3 years. I said, what have you done? Well, I still don't know what to do. The launch pad exercise will get you started. The 90-day kickstart plan will get you started. I could go on and on and on and on. But the bottom line is, at the World Internet Summit, and of course it's guaranteed if at the end of the event, not by noon on the first day, you don't feel like it was worth it, you let us know, you get your money back. But what we're really doing is we're bringing you what to do to make money online, how to do it, why to do it, when to do it, all with minimal effort, risk, out-of-pocket expense, and to make it effective. That's why you need to go visit the website and see what's happening. Now, one of our featured guests, of course, Mike Stewart, on the call tonight, is offering a special bonus. I mean, it's special like I've never seen anybody do. It's an event, and he's got a bonus attached to it. Mike, can you tell us what we can expect to get out of your Internet Audio Day?
Well, on Monday after the event at Opryland Hotel, if you can stay an extra day, we did this in Australia, and it was quite successful. I spent a whole day with, and the maximum seating is 20 people, all day teaching audio software, the SoundForge software, and how to create an audio product with your computer. What we do is we spend pretty much 8 hours on learning how to record and edit voice and how the proper microphone techniques and how to mix music and how to get it on the web and how to make CDs and the difference between WAV and MP3. And it's just a hands-on workshop that not only you spend the whole day with me teaching you, watching over your shoulder, making sure you know what to do. It includes the SoundForge software if you don't own it. It includes a headset microphone from Plaintronics, and my software packages called Audio Compiler and Front and Back Music Clips, that are royalty music clips. So in other words, everybody walked away from that workshop able to make web audio buttons, marketing messages, and they could go home and start working immediately on their audio products to sell online. And can we talk about the bonus that I want to tell everybody about on this call?
Hey, I think that it's a killer deal. We probably will remind everybody as we're concluding, but let's get it out because it is killer.
Well, here's the reality. I want people to come to the World Internet Summit so bad that, you know, it's not a mystery. We're not hiding this. Speakers can make commissions from selling the seats to the Internet World Internet Summit. I would rather you be there. That I'm willing to let you, if you buy through my link, which I get compensated for, you can come to my $1,000 workshop, get the software, get the microphone, get everything included that normally I charge $9.97 at the website. You can get that free if you'll sign up in the next, next 2 or 3 days. Well, all you have to do is say in the comments that you want to collect the free audio workshop on Monday, September 20th. And I build a special web page for that called internetaudioguide.com/WIS for World Internet Summit. internetaudioguide.com/WIS. And if you click on that link, that's going to take you to the World Internet Summit page. That's going to credit me as your referral. And all you got to do is that there's a place to put comments. It'll tell Ted that you know, the only way people are finding out about this offer is on this phone call tonight. So that means that you get to go to the World Internet Summit, get the benefits of all the sessions that are going on, and then if you can stay Monday an extra day, you can spend a whole day with me, walk away with Soundforge software, a microphone, music clip, royalty fee, and you can walk away and make an audio information product before you leave Nashville.
And just to underscore how real this is, just the equipment and software alone, without the instruction that you're willing to throw in, would cost somebody how many hundreds of dollars?
You know, it's about $300 worth of equipment and software.
Okay, a microphone.
This is a very, very good system that will get you started. Learning SoundForge audio software is what's paramount here. That's going to be one of the ways that you use your computer to create products to sell, CD audio products, and we're going to get introduction. You know, you're going to have introductions to all of the different options that you can. But quite honestly, I would rather see you come to the event and be able to stay with my event and save this money because it's important to meet these folks and start learning these techniques. If you want to make money online, you got to do one thing. You got to learn how to sell online, and two, you got to have something to sell. That's what this is going to help you learn in those matter of 4 or 5 days.
Cool. And that's a killer offer. Mike, thanks for making that. That's very, very generous.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to see more people there to take advantage of what's really changed my life.
Well, and I tell you what, the stuff that you're teaching has changed my life, too, and it will change everybody's life. I mean, getting on the Internet, having independent income, and then tweaking and getting better and better, what could be better than that, you know? Hey, got a question, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you've talked about Internet audio, you've talked about Internet video, and you've used the term Internet multimedia, which I'm assuming is audio and video and presentation all mixed together. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so it's not a scientific term, and we all understand it. Now,
yeah, it's an overused term. It's just pretty much anything on a computer that talks or moves and isn't idle would be considered multimedia. If it involves sound or motion or movement or animation or video, anything like that, on a computer, then that would be considered multimedia.
Cool. We've just got a question come in the mailbox at asknow@worldinternetsummit.com. From Bob Cavanaugh.
Okay.
He wants to know if you created a multimedia and you put it up on a membership site, or you know it could be anywhere else, how do you do that without fear of it being pirated?
Flash multimedia is pretty much impossible to copy. SWF files can only play back on a computer, and I would venture to say that most people don't have the computer savvy to know how to capture it and then be able to redistribute it. They could never redistribute it as an SWF file, especially if it was protected by a membership website system.
Wow, that's good. I didn't know that because, I mean, the question is legit because that's the big problem with PDF files is it's just an ebook and people download it and they send it to somebody else.
Well, see, when you have systems that are membership website files, I mean membership software, that password protects directories on a web server, if you've got things like streaming MP3 files, and you've got things that, like the multimedia files, are called SWF files. They can play back on a computer, and it would really take somebody with a lot of computer savvy, and they couldn't make it in a format that would be able to be redistributed. They might be able to capture it with something like Camtasia, but they couldn't make it in such a way that it would be sellable again. That's the beautiful part about digital information protected by a membership website, is that if somebody pays to be a member of your website, the chances are, what's their motivation to go through all that aggravation and technical restriction to be able to give it away to their buddies? You know, a PDF is, you download it and, boy, you can send it to 100 people with one click of a mouse. But an SWF file only plays back from the server. Plus, you can hide things to where they'd never know where the source files are. So multimedia has got, multimedia information is a lot more secure than downloadable files such as a PDF.
Well, that's cool. I mean, in other words, they can listen to it, but capturing it is a whole different story.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I quite honestly, I know how to capture audio off the web, but it's a pain.
And you're way more advanced. I mean, you're good at breaking it down simple for all of us, but you're way more advanced than the average duck using the Internet.
You know, and I just think there's an ethical thing. You know, I'm not going to steal something. I had a guy call me early tonight and says, we sell some comedy CDs for a friend of mine here in the South, and he actually admitted, he says, I want to buy a CD so I can burn some copies for my friends. And I want to say, do you understand you're robbing the creator of this product by doing that?
As a musician, you would be very, very attuned to that.
Oh, I'm very, very sensitive to that. And so if I don't want it done to me, I don't want to create it very easy for somebody else to do it, and I don't want to do it to someone else. But, you know, the great thing about Macromedia SWF files is that you can't look at the source code. I can create a link embedded in Flash, and there's no way to figure out where it's at. So to download it and steal it is just virtually impossible.
Hey, that's cool. Let me ask you another question. Earlier you were talking, and you said that this new technology, specifically you were talking about video, but I'm assuming that it applies somewhat to audio also, was now doing just absolutely, absolutely chevere with broadband connections, high-speed internet connections. But there are still a number of people on, you know, dial-ups. Is there anything we can do to put a 5-10 minute video streaming thing up for that is accessible by dial-up?
Well, for dial-up, Flash multimedia, when you're using still images, bullet points, and what's called vector animations, that works well on dial-up. There's a product that converts PowerPoint with your voice to dial-up friendly presentations. But and what's interesting, I've had clients say, well, that's video. Well, no, it's not video. What it is it is still images that move. It's bullet points of text, and it's what's called vector animation. So it gives the illusion of being video, but video is actually 30 frames of pictures per second. And so that's the problem with when you have a movie where you actually shoot something with a television camera or a film camera. You've got so many frames of pictures that have to go per second to create that motion, that dial-up just, it's possible. It's just people look at a very, very small screen. It's very jerky. It's not very clear. Even though they're trying to create, I've heard somebody has created a technology that does improve it. But when you move up to the broadband, you get closer to what's acceptable television, even though it's not full screen. See, I mean, you know, when you're comparing quarter screen broadband video to full screen pristine DVD video, you know, people go, well, why doesn't it look as good as my DVD? Well, it's just because the speed of the connection is just not there yet. When data can move as fast as a DVD player sends data to your television set, then that's when full-screen video is going to be a reality. So that's also a good thing. That's a reason why learning how to put video product together, I think in our lifetime, very shortly, full-screen DVD quality communication is going to be able to be sent down the Internet pipe.
Very shortly, as in
2 to 5 years?
I wouldn't want to predict because I don't know. I don't know any data about that. I know that if it was up to the backbone providers, if Blockbuster had their way, they'd love to be able to rent you movies through the internet. I know that that's how some of the hotel movie movies on demand are working, is that they have the connections fast enough to actually put full screen digital television down the pipe.
Sure, and I'm on broadband connection with my satellite TV connection, and that's exactly what they do. You want to watch this movie? Click OK. It's $3.82, which is cheaper than getting a video, and it's infinitely more convenient.
Right.
Plus, it's on my own time schedule. I mean, I have spent more, honest to goodness, I spent more in late fees on videos than I ever spent for the videos themselves.
Right. Well, it just all boils back to is that if the technology allows the delivery of the content, you've got to either hire someone to create the content, or my model is, why don't you learn to create the content? And what's usable for dial-up people right now? Flash multimedia, audio, membership websites that contain audio and flash multimedia, Camtasia, screen capture videos, all of those functions will work on dial-up. And Jim Edwards, who's a good friend of mine, is definite proof that that works, because most of he has a big audience in Australia that can't get on broadband, even though they'd love to, but they're able to hear and see what he creates. So, if you don't know about these tools, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to show you these tools. We're going to show you what they look like. We're going to demonstrate that they're real and it doesn't take a programmer to be able to manipulate them and control them and create content with them.
Cool-o. Listen, as you well know, of course, because you're also aware of the clock, we're running into closing up pretty soon. What else is it that you want to get to our people who are listening in on the internet or on teleconference right now?
What do I want to get?
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to communicate? What is it that's, that I haven't asked that you know they need?
Well, I think I'd want to leave everybody with the fact that it's beyond a shadow of a doubt, websites that try to sell products or services or generate leads for businesses do far better using oral or auditory elements and audio-visual elements. I can't tell you how, if you go to one of my web pages and I talk about how a microphone sounds, there's no copy in the world that says, listen to this microphone, now listen to this one, which one sounds better. You can't write that in text. And I think there are literally thousands and thousands of nuances with people's business that if they hear the emotion of their voice, if they hear that person, that all of a sudden that cold website that was just black text on white background becomes more humanized. And people do business with people they feel and that they know and trust. And so I think that's the power of using the internet and the human voice and auditory messages and audio visuals. When I show you a picture and I talk about how wonderful that vacation is, or how wonderful that cruise is, or that trip, or that golf club, or can you feel that golf club in your hand? It doesn't matter what the product is. If I hear the emotion of the person who's trying to present it, I'm convinced that it's for me. And I just, even though, copywriters are some of my best friends, and I love how powerful, you're a great copywriter, Ted, and David Garfinkel and Michael Fortin, these are all buddies of mine, and I listen to and I try to learn from their copywriting techniques. But there's something about the human voice. There's something about being able to say, this is an incredible deal. You're not gonna believe how wonderful it is. I mean, I could say that with emotion, or I could say that, you're not going to believe how good this is. I mean, it's just, even though it's the same copy, using that auditory element is what every marketer should not ignore and at least be open to learning about.
No kidding. And I heard somebody one time talking about the power of audio in contrast to the power of the spoken word. Oh, excuse me, in contrast to the written word.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, now, I'm not sure I agree with the phrase they chose, but what they were saying is, I didn't say John shot his wife. And I didn't say John shot his wife. Okay, that means something. But Then they did, and I've seen you do similar demos. I didn't say John shot his wife. Or I didn't say John shot his wife. Or I didn't say John shot his wife. I didn't say John shot his wife. And you just so natural in audio, so difficult in print.
Sometimes, and I think it's a combination of the power of the both, because you never know who that suspect is going to show up at 3 a.m. your time, you know, because when I'm sleeping, somebody in the U.K. is up and could be looking and going, who is this guy? And that's why I try to use every technique electronically to say, I'm real, I'm a person, I care. And, you know, every website in the world, I think, can use an auditory element to prove that they're real. Because, you know, if you're not real, then, you know, what are you in business for? This is about helping people prosper.
And not only, you know, we're in concluding notes here, but not only are you talking about using audio to prove you're real, but we've talked at great length about using audio and video as products and delivering customer support. And, you know, in addition to the marketing messages, you've got the products and you've got the customer support, and you've got it at a level that is professional, which with your equipment and your instruction is easily accomplished by the average Joe today.
Oh, and I got to mention one quick thing. One of the things that I'll be launching that people on this call can take a sneak peek at is internetvideoguy.com. And it's not really there, but, you know, if people want to take a look, I think this is the future. And we're going to be launching how that works with some special DVD presentation at the in my presentation. So I think people will get a lot of explanation, you know, things like what's a three-chip camera and lighting and easy ways that DVD creation, I think, is the next step. And we're going to talk about that for a good portion of the new presentation.
Hey, it is. For anybody who's listening who still thinks VHS is it, I better tell you, it's now DVD, and you'd better jump on board. And so, Mike, what's happened is you're no longer just the InternetAudioGuy.com. You are now the InternetVideoGuy.com.
You know, when I bought the name Audio Guy, I said, you know what, the future is going to be video, so I claimed that the same day.
Oh, cool. Love
Not it. Knowing exactly what that was going to look like, I figured, you know what, you better plan for the future.
Well, I'll tell you what, one last bit of information I want to get from you. Of course, everybody who's listening knows we got the World Internet Summit, UK, coming up October 28th through the 31st. World Internet Summit USA coming up September 16th through the 19th. You can get both of them. Look at the website from the person who sent you to this call. You know, refer back to that email. If you want to go direct, worldinternetsummit.com, please tell us who referred you. So we got that. But special tonight, Internet Audio and Video Guy, what was your offer again, briefly?
My offer again is to go to internetaudioguy.com/WIS. It's got a picture of my broadcast studio I'm working on tonight. But the main thing is that if you go to the World Internet Summit, you can come to my $1,000 workshop that includes all the software and microphone that you need to be able to start creating products. It's a $1,000 workshop that I will give you free if you sign up through that link on that page.
$1,000, folks. That's incentive. I'll tell you what, Mike, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your expertise and your enthusiasm this evening.
Hey, I love it. I think we better close with our theme.
World Internet Summit theme.
That's the instrumental version that we can speak over.
That's great. Mike, of course, created this for us. I love it. Folks.
Just a little set. See, you know, you can, a teleseminar, you can use music, you can transition. I mean, it's like, learn audio. That's what I'm going to leave you with. Don't pass up the opportunity to learn how to use your computer in audio.
Hey, one other thing. Since you've got so many buttons there, do you have the How to Get Rich on the Internet theme? The Quantum Internet Marketing. Let's hear some of that. I love it. Folks, now I told you when we got started this would be an interview that was a little bit more entertaining than most. And what do you expect from a guy who looks upon a teleconference as a radio broadcast? Mike Stewart, thanks for being with us today.
And thank you, Ted.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. And believe me, we're doing everything we can to deliver the best, the hottest, the most profit-taking information on the Internet to you.
You're here to change your life. Quantum Internet Marketing.